can lick it, I can ride it.
Super freaky girl,
why you slipping and sliding?
Super freaky girl,
I can do all them little tricks and keep the dick up excited. I'm just smack it, you can grip it
with my proper consent.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
He was handsome. All the girls loved him. He had this long locks of hair, and he was like this guy.
He could chop a wood block in half
with his dick. Yeah, with his dick. I don't know if I heard this or if this actually happened, but what I hear is, don't smoke pot at Disney World, man. I look back and there's a guy sweeping like an old man. And I'm like, he just said, don't smoke pot at Disney World. I ran out of there like I was on fire. Meanwhile, they stayed for the next hour and smoked a joint. Everything was fine. Frankie, I'm having a problem with erectile dysfunction. Get a boner. That's it. Fix your problem. There you go. Get hard. Pump it up, bro. Why does that guy want to come to an insurance seminar anyway? To find new positive friends!
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Katzigans, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 15 seconds or less. Go to the tcbpodcast.com website to collect your earnings. Yeah? Yeah, okay, we'll do that one over again. Okay, let's take that one over again. Sorry. Hey, everybody out there. Sorry, I was getting some information here in my ear. Yeah? Yep. Oh, they do? They want to sign me to a 10-year contract for $85 million? Okay. Hey, everybody out there in TCB land. Just getting back to you now, even though I pressed live on the camera 5 minutes ago. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm talking about a call.
Yeah, I'm just finishing up a call. I'm talking about how annoying it is, and there's one particular person I'm talking about, but I won't say the name. I will refrain from making fun of someone specifically. But there is this gentleman on Instagram who is a musician, and he's always in the studio for some reason, right? He's always in the studio when he's doing these Instagram lives and reels and all this other stuff. And this is how it goes. I'll show you, Chrissy. Ready?
Yes.
Reel pops on. Camera comes on.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yep. Great. Well, we'll do it on the second take. Yeah, maybe I can send it to Shakira and she'll sing it. Okay. Hey, everybody out there on Instagram.
Right.
But the thing is that every single time that he does this, he's somewhere else. Like, he's talking to someone else and then he pops into the video.
Yeah.
Making it seem like he's actually talking to somebody clear that he's not doing it. He's very important. He's talking to very important people on the other side of the headphones.
He's so pressed for time.
You just had to fit in the reel real quick. But between, you know, talking to, I don't know, Mutt Lange about his brand new album or something like that. I don't even know what the fuck is going on. But it's just obnoxious to me. It is so very obnoxious to me. And I don't know.
It's like you unfollow him.
It's like the fake phone call. Remember we talked about that? I know I could unfollow him, but then I wouldn't have anything to be angry about. Come on. We all know we do it. We all hate watch somebody's Instagram videos. We all do it. It's like that time I talked about being on a fake phone call. Like pretended I was on a phone call one time to avoid some conversation.
Oh, that's normal.
That you think so?
I think so.
Yeah. You said no at the time. You said no, you had never done that. But I have done it. I am guilty of it. Not often, but I can think of a few times. But I stopped doing it a couple of years ago because I got busted.
So I've definitely done the AirPod thing.
Yeah, like where you put it in just to avoid.
Yeah, yeah, like I'm on the phone.
Yeah, me too. I do that at the house all the time with Astrid. I'm like, I'm on the phone. Can't watch the kids. Very important phone call happening. Meanwhile, I'm listening to the commercial break. I was making this phone call. I had just gotten off the phone. I had my AirPods in. I walk into a coffee shop. And when I walk in, I see that there's someone there from my past that I really don't want to have a conversation with, right? Yeah. And so then I just start, like, now I'm scrambling to figure out what to do. And I'm like, hello? Yeah, hi, it's me, Brian.
It's me, Brian.
And this person comes up and is like, hi. And I'm like, oh, I'm on the phone. But I tilt my phone this way, and you can clearly see there's no call going on. She's like, I think the call dropped. And I was like, oh, yeah, I wonder what happened there. Hey, good to see you. I forgot. I got to go.
I got to call this person back.
Good to see you. Bye.
Yeah.
Oh, aliens.
Aliens. Exactly. I had a friend of ours ask us the other day what we were, what that was at the beginning of the show. And I said, oh, well, yeah, it's from the show we did about aliens and how these people were blaming the aliens for things. I don't know. Then we went on down a rabbit hole. The aliens drank the milk, the last of the milk. The aliens.
They shit in Mia's diaper.
Yeah, exactly.
That was pretty funny. That was a pretty good episode, actually. I listened to that, I don't know, a couple months ago. I was listening to it, doing a best of or something.
While Asher was trying to get me to watch
the kids. She's like, my water just broke. Aliens! I'm on the phone with aliens! Oh my God, have you been reading about... first of all, can we all just agree now that the Qatar, whatever it is, that this World Cup is Qatar, that it's already a total shit show?
Yeah.
And we're just a couple of days in. I mean, I don't know when this is going to air. It's probably going to air in a week or so. But it's a total shit show already. They're having problems with the ticketing system. People can't get in.
Can't drink beer.
People are now getting...
The armbands.
They're getting a yellow... They can get a yellow card and fined if they wear a yellow... One love.
Like, what's wrong with that?
Because it symbolizes equality, sexual and gender equality.
And what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that is that the Qataris just aren't into it. That's not their thing. So they said that, you know, they are, it's illegal to be any homosexual activity is illegal in Qatar. So even though they knew this, FIFA still puts the World Cup there because they're an incredibly corrupt organization.
Yes.
But if you watch, the president of FIFA gives this press conference, this really strange press conference where he speaks in broken English. And what he says is, and also tens, you know, they're saying that up to 10,000 people have died building these facilities.
Yeah,
10,000 people died building these facilities.
Yeah, I was reading about that. So weird.
So,
and sad.
Yeah. And so he starts going on and he says, today I am Qatari. Today I am migrant worker. Today I am gay. Like the weirdest thing. That's what he said. He's like, today I'm Qatari. Today I'm migrant worker. And today today I feel Qatari. Today I feel migrant worker. And today I feel gay. And I'm like, what in the world? And I realize he's having a hard time with the English language.
Yeah.
But what he said, I guess it's like his, you know, trying to pretend like he gives a shit.
Yeah.
But what if he gave a shit in the first place, he wouldn't have put the fucking World Cup in Qatar. Now, I realize that not all Qataris are bad, and probably a majority of the country, I would imagine, doesn't think like, you know, the people who are running the country. I don't know, but it's just so ass backwards. It's such a bad look for FIFA, and after all of the drama for so long and all the corruption, and I get it. It happens in the Olympics. It's happening in FIFA. I understand when you're like pitching to be the place where a huge event that people spend billions of dollars at.
Right.
I get that there is going to be some amount of corruption and bribery. I understand. That's the way the world works. I get it. I'm not stupid. But this is a clear, clear indication of how corrupt FIFA is. It's 137 degrees during the nighttime there, and people are just forgetting about it. They're just like, oh, whatever. We're going to FIFA World Cup down there.
Yeah.
It's just really unbelievable. Second of all, the referees in that first game with the USA, they just were clearly against the USA. Third of all, Disney rehired their old CEO.
Oh, I saw that.
Did you see that?
How
fucking bananas is that?
Yeah, I like it.
I can't think.
I knew we were going to talk about this.
I love it.
You're a huge Disney
fan. I'm a huge Disney fan. And a shareholder.
All things Disney. Yeah.
All things Disney and a shareholder. And for the last 4 years, 3 years, we've been dealing with this guy named Bob Chapek, who has been done nothing but miserable things for the company. He put this stupid reservation system in place so no one can get into the parks. He made this My Disney Genie app that's horribly confusing to navigate, and you have to look at your phone all day long when you're in the parks. He's spent a ton of money on Disney Plus, and there's absolutely no return yet, and there won't be for a while, and I get that, but... So in the middle of the fucking night on a Sunday, the board fires him, and Bob Iger, the very successful CEO of Disney right before Bob Paycheck.
He was there for like 15 years.
15 years. Yep. He all of a sudden comes back. Can you think of anything similar that's ever happened in a Fortune 500 company? Didn't Lee Iacocca come back to GE or something like that? Remember
Well,
Lee Iacocca?
Well, hold on. Wasn't was Steve Jobs. Wasn't there a whole
thing with Pixar? He left. Yeah, but that was a whole different circumstances. They actually kicked him out of his own company, and then they brought him back, realizing that he was the visionary.
I guess that's the only thing that comes to mind.
Totally. But I'm just so tickled pink about this. Because,
I know. Welcome back, Bob.
Yeah, welcome
back, Bob.
Best to you. And now undo everything Bob Paycheck has done.
Exactly.
I call him Bob Paycheck because all he cares about is the fucking money.
But the thing was that Bob Iger actually chose him. So, but I guess he chose wrong.
Well, yeah, but you know, I think chose is like, it depends on what your perspective about the word chose is. Usually that would mean chosen is that someone pointed the finger and said, you do it, right? But I don't think that's exactly how it worked. I think the chair people, the people on the board,
they chose
and they said, hey, Bob Paycheck looks good for this situation. He'll probably help our bottom line. But they're fucking tearing apart the magic that is Disney. And I realize Disney's like, it's just a company. It's not a thing. It's not like a, you know, some spiritual experience or something. It's a company that needs to make
it is for
money.
A lot of people.
It is.
Memories.
Every time I go down there and I get high, I'm like, wow. It's fucking awesome.
Just like the old days.
We never aired this episode.
Oh, we never did?
No, we never aired this episode called Trippin' Disney. But
we did a...
It's still sitting there in the can
How many others of those do we have?
Oh, Chrissy, we've got a lot of episodes in the can that we've never run for one reason or the other. But the whole episode... Early in the commercial break, sometimes episodes would I take one story from my life and it'd be the entire episode. It'd be like the entire hour. Yes. But I ran out of stories about my life, so we started talking about Frankie V.
Yes.
So we started making fun of somebody else's life. Chrissy wasn't sure how long she was going to be around, so she's like, I'm not getting myself in trouble. You tell your stories. Feel free.
True.
I'll sit here and laugh. You want to throw your future professional career down the toilet? You feel free. But I'm sticking over here. It's not what I signed up for. One of these days she's going to understand she's going to stick around this show.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you're in. In for a pound, in for a penny, in for a pound.
Literally, yep, I don't think I could get any other job now.
No, and this is never going away. Somebody's always going to have a copy of the commercial break somewhere.
Yes.
So we had this episode where I explained that in my...
Trippin' Disney. I love
that you hated that. I know. In my youth, we were probably 16 years old, and spring break was coming up, and a bunch of us, we decided we wanted to go on a spring break trip, and we were going to go to Disney World. Now, Disney World is horribly expensive to go to, even back then, even, you know, decades ago when I was a teenager. But everybody kind of gathered up their money. My dad agreed to put his credit card down for the hotel so that, you know, we could stay. And
this is a funny story.
He bought all the tickets. And we went down there. So it was like a group. It was like six or seven of us that ended up going there. Got an Embassy Suite hotel, the kind that
was
has
it all of your brothers
two different
too?
Rooms.
Or was
it was
it just Kevin.
Kevin. It was just Kevin and I. And we went. And there was a girl who at the time had a crush on me, but I did not reciprocate it. I felt we were better friends. Mm-hmm. And somehow we got stuck sleeping in the same bed together, which wasn't all that unusual in and of itself. But
right.
What ended up happening was...
Bunking up.
The people that we were with, not me, yeah, we were bunking up. She wished we were shacking up, but
yes.
Bunking up. So somebody... Everybody included, I don't remember who, but we all had this incredible pile of narcotics that we brought down with us to Disney. I felt it was a defiling a place that I really liked in my childhood, but I went along with it anyway.
Of course.
And we all took an incredible amount of LSD the night that we got down to Orlando. We're staying at this Embassy Suites and we take this LSD. And what ended up happening was me and this other guy... who was like this black belt karate guy with long hair, like black belt hippie guy. Like, it's hard to explain what he was, but
I like that.
He was super handsome. He was older than us. He was like 3 years older than us. He was handsome. All the girls loved him. He had this long locks of hair, and he was like this guy.
He could chop a wood block in half
with
quick.
His dick. Yeah. With his dick. I mean, the guy was just, he was everything I hoped I could be. I wanted to be like him when I grew up. We go down to the pool, and the LSD, the acid is really kicking in now. Like, everyone's just tripping balls, right? And some people scatter. They, like, you know, who knows where they go? I don't know. Yeah, they go into the bush. That's right.
The leaves.
They're walking down the road looking at the trails, and, you know, one guy's up in a tree, and I don't know. But everyone's scattered. And the Embassy Suites is weird because if you've ever been in Embassy Suites, they're all suites, hence the name Embassy Suites, but Embassy Suites are known for their very large atriums.
Yes.
So you walk into the building, they're usually 12 to 15 stories high, but there's rooms only around the outsides, and then the inside is covered, but it's just a huge, like, if you go up to the 15th floor, you can look down the balcony and see the atrium in the first floor. Like, it's just, yeah. That's how it is. And so this is a little scary when you're tripping balls. So some people were like hunkered down. We had the 12th floor or something. Some people are like hanging onto the railing on the 12th floor. Basically, we have now just totally caused chaos at the Embassy Suites. But me and this guy, let's call him Adam. Adam stayed in the indoor pool area. And we got into the pool. And all of a sudden, we started having a water fight. And I don't mean like a water fight, like we were throwing water at each other. I mean, we were taking our arms underwater and doing like karate moves. And the water was like coming at us.
Wow.
And it was as if we were in a real fight, but we were just using the water. Okay. I can never explain this to you, but there's this moment that happened
it's
between
like
me
Matrix,
and this guy.
It's like the Matrix, but with you're under
exactly.
the water. Yeah.
Okay. So tripping, trails. I think he looks like a lion with a mane. And then he starts talking to me, but I'm not sure who's talking to me. Like, I think it might be him, but I'm not really sure because all this water's running around and all this other stuff. And he goes, "You need to sleep with her, bro." And it's like, "Sleep with who?" And "Sleep with, you know, what's her name?" And I'm like, "Oh, okay." Or "Tell her you don't love her." And I'm like, "Oh my God." I'm getting these messages from him. I get back upstairs into the room. 75 hours later, by my
right,
count,
of
like,
course.
You know,
no,
so many
it lasts
hours
so long.
Later. Yeah. So, like a prune. I'm like a prune. We've been in the pool all night long, tripping our balls off, pretend fighting. I'm sure people are walking by going with their kids. Like, they have their towels and they're ready. Like, they're little
like,
floaty.
Never mind.
And they're like, "Come here, kids. We're going to go to the bar. Yeah. Daddy's going to give you his first beer. Stay away from those guys. They're either gay or tripping. But either way, I'm out." So I go back upstairs, and this girl is not in the room at the time, but there is like a 55-page note that's on my pillow.
Oh.
And this 55-page note is like a
from her?
Declaration of love. Yes. It's like a declaration of love. This is the moment. Now is the time. We should do this. Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. I got so, I was so weirded out by all
right.
this.
Right. It's a lot. It's heavy.
I ended up like locking myself in the bathroom for a couple hours. And then, you know, we go to Disney the next day, and the park's starting to shut down. And my one of the people with the trip with us is like, "Let's smoke a joint, man. Let's get the edge off this acid." And I'm like, No. You can't smoke a joint in Disney. It's defiling the place that we love." I start this argument.
Were you in the what's the international where there's the all the
yeah the world showcase? Yeah, that's where we are. We're in the world showcase, right? And somebody is suggesting they smoke a joint, and I am arguing with them. And there's nobody in the park. It's already closed. People have left. Like, all it is employees walking around sweeping up stuff, right? And I don't know if I heard this or if this actually happened, but what I hear is, "Don't smoke pot at Disney World, man." I look back and there's a guy sweeping like an old man. And I'm like, "He just said, don't smoke pot at Disney World." I ran out of there like I was on fire. Meanwhile, they stayed for the next hour and smoked a joint. Everything was fine.
Of course.
But I'm a Disney shareholder. So. Yes. I guess I'm not going on Disney's approved media list anytime soon.
Maybe not.
But I have to say, this is like the super good news is that Bob Iger is back to stem the bleeding that has been going on with this guy, Bob Paycheck. Love Disney, hate Disney, whatever. It is an American institution. It really is. And
yeah.
You can't, I mean, if you do not love Disney now, have fucking children and then tell me that Disney does not become a part of your life, because it does. There's very few places you can go to get family-friendly, you know, entertainment, and one of them is Disney.
Yeah, and rides. I love rides.
Oh, I love rides too. Gobble, 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 gobble. Yes. Speaking of rides, Chrissy,
yes.
I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. And you know who popped up?
Bob Iger?
Frankie B.
Of course.
You know what time it is. It's time for the commercial break inside of the commercial break. And I'll keep it short because you already know. 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383 is how you get a hold of us directly. It's not a spam text message line. You can send us your comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas all through text message to 855-TCB-8383. If you're brave, leave a voicemail. We want to know about your favorite moment from season number 3. That's all of 2022. Any episode, any clip, any moment, text us. Please let us know. We've got a special surprise between season 3 and season 4, and we want you involved. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button. You can also send us a message there, listen to all the audio, or watch all the video. Better yet, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to watch full episodes in a whole new light. Watching the video version will give you extra tickles right in your pickles. One more tiny little favor. If you are ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, please use the specialized URLs or codes, or go to the website that we mention on those advertisements so that the sponsors know we're doing a wonderful job. Let's listen to a word from those wonderful financial sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. All right, everybody, I gotta let you know about our wonderful sponsors, Lululemon. Last week, I stopped by the Lululemon store to get myself a pair of joggers. You think Lululemon is just for yoga pants? You are wrong, just like I was. Lululemon can accommodate almost any piece of your wardrobe, and they do it in style and in comfort. It's the most cozy, the most comfortable, the most flattering, active and casual wear you will ever purchase. And now, Lululemon is a sponsor of The Commercial Break, so go to Lululemon.com. This holiday season, their website has hundreds of different styles for men and for women. Jackets, slacks, hoodies, sweatshirts, socks, underwear, and yes, activewear. It's all available at Lululemon.com. Guys, don't be shy. I swear, these are the most comfortable pants I have ever worn. I'm saying it again. Never did I picture myself a Lululemon kind of guy, and now I'm sold for life. Chrissy got a jacket. She's in love with it. Astrid's ordered some apparel for after the baby comes, and now I am eyeing some slacks for Christmas. So go to Lululemon.com. Get comfortable, get cozy, get Lululemon this holiday season for anyone who needs a little comfort in their life. Lululemon.com, and we want to thank Lululemon for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Of course he did.
I was having coffee and someone...
Coffee and Frankie.
And the person I was having coffee with explained that she was a fan of the commercial break. She had listened. This was unexpected that I didn't know that she was listening to the commercial break. And I said, thank you. And, you know, kind of took it all in stride. And then as we were leaving, she said, yeah, I really like the show. You know, please tell Chrissy I said hello. But I do have one gripe. And I'm like, what's that? And she's like, I really feel like you're mean to Frankie B. And I'm like, you feel like I'm mean to Frankie B? Well, of course I am. It's the commercial break, first of all. Second of all, I'm not really, like... We got to admit here, Frankie B is kind of a douchebag.
He is. Well, he puts himself out there, you know?
He puts himself out there.
He gives bad advice.
That's right.
So we're going to make fun of that bad advice.
It may not have happened yet, but someone is going to take the commercial break and do the same thing.
Yeah.
And I am fully prepared for it. And I hope they invite me on the show to join in, because if anybody can make fun of the commercial break,
It's us.
Brian and Chrissy.
Yeah. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to my channel. If this is your first time here, my name is Frank Bernardo. This channel is geared for all guys in their 50s and 60s who want to up their game, look and feel better about themselves, and grooming.
Done.
What's that?
He needs to get his roots
done. Yeah, he's looking a little gray up top, huh?
Is
it just me, or does he look considerably older than he did the last time we saw him?
Yeah, and more tan.
Yeah, look at that neck.
Sunburned.
God damn. So... everyone in my life is trying to get me to stop going to the tanning bed. I only go once every 10 or 12 days or whatever it is. I'm not going every day to the tanning bed. So Chrissy comes in the other day with a bottle of water. It's got this label on it, some fancy label. It just looks like a bottle of water. And she's like, it's bronzer.
It's bronzing. Bronzing it's water.
Bronzing water. So when she left, I started spraying it on my face. And I was like,
it looks good.
Yeah, I walk out and no shit, Astra goes, did you go to the tanning bed? And I was like, I did not, but it worked.
See, I'm trying to wean you
yes,
off
you're trying to wean
of
me
the
off
tanning
it.
Bed.
You, the dermatologist,
yes.
My wife, my
next
in-laws.
Next up, just get your body sprayed.
Oh yeah, I'm putting the stuff straight on my dick.
Yeah.
I need a little color cock. I need a little cock coloring.
Fashion and lifestyle. Rocket.
Rocket. Rocket. Oh, yeah. Nothing gets me more excited here on the commercial break than watching the beginning of a Frankie B video. Because I know we're about to have a fun time. Look at that young lady.
I know. He's so funny.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe he
let me ask you something.
Let me ask you something, Frankie.
Times have you got caught in a rut where you've got so many things to do and you just don't know where to start? You might want to start one thing and then all of a sudden you're thinking of the second and third thing you got to do. And then
every time I watch one of your videos, Frankie, this is
when he pops some Adderall.
I know. Some Vyvanse.
Fourth and fifth, and then what happens? You end up getting nothing done because as soon as you start the first thing, you're worrying about everything else. Okay, what I want to do is I want to give you 8 tips on what I do daily to get through my day. I'm just like you. I got.
Oh my God, is he literally going to talk to us about time management?
I believe so.
This is incredible. Frankie's YouTube channel is a macro of the micro. Any one of his videos, he cannot stay focused on something for more than 15 seconds.
But he's going to tell us how to stay focused.
Absolutely. Well, the commercial break of any podcast out there that needs focus. Focus advice. It's the commercial break.
This is true.
So much going on out there. I do the same thing. I get caught in a rut where I start one thing, then I'm going to do another thing, and then I'm going to do another thing. And guess what?
And then I'm going to make a video.
And then I'm going to talk about this. And then I'm going to talk about that.
And then I'm going to drive my car. And then I'm going to play golf.
And then I'm going to go on Tinder for 20-year-olds.
Nothing gets done. So before we get into this video, I'm just going to tell you, if you do like it, give the video a thumbs up because it'll help my channel grow. And don't forget to subscribe. Tip number one, you're not overwhelmed. You're just unorganized. Here's 4 things you can do to
how's
be.
How's that a tip?
How's that a tip? Tip number one. That's a declarative sentence.
And then, he's about to give us 4 things.
This is
going to
be a long video,
that.
Guys. Strap in. It's because, point 1-A.
Right, because there's 8 tips, but we're going 4 tip under the first tip.
I know.
Tip to tip.
You remember that we were talking about like family like vacation in the movie?
Yes.
And one of my other favorite, like when he was washing, when she's washing the dishes,
yes,
handing them to him to put in the dishwasher, and he just puts them right back up.
He just dries them.
One of my other favorite parts is when they get to the Rocky Mountains, like that hotel in the Rockies or in the Grand
With
Canyon.
The coins?
Yeah. And he's like this. He goes, number one, Ellen, and B.
Oh, when he gets caught.
Yeah.
With Chrissy Brinkley.
Dad, wake up earlier. Create a to-do list. Set deadlines and stick to your schedule. Tip number 2.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That kind of made half sense. Thanks, Frankie.
Yeah.
So stay focused.
No one's ever said that.
You know, in the real world.
No one's ever talked about making a list.
In the history of time management.
Why did I not know about making lists?
Wake up earlier. Easier said than done. Frankie's waking up at 3:30 in the morning because he doesn't have anything to do. Except for thinking about the next bad video he's going to put out.
Everybody wants results, but no one wants to stay focused. The gap between your current life and the life you want is called focus. Focus.
Ah! That was tip number two. Just focus.
The life between the life you have and the life you want is called crystal meth. Smoke it. Don't ruin your nose, kids.
100% on one thing. Don't focus on five things and only get 20%. Where are you going with that? Number three.
Okay, focus. That's great. I'll just put myself right into focus. I mean, if you're having trouble with focus and your advice is stay focused. Frankie, I'm having a problem with erectile dysfunction. Get a boner. That's it. Fix your problem. There you go. Get hard. Pump it up, bro.
You have to make gradual improvements. You can't go all the way up to level 10 with level 1 habits. Let me give you a few examples. Like,
okay.
Level 10. Which level are you on, Frank?
Level 1 habits.
Level 1 habits, unfocused. Level 2 habits, get focused. Level 3 habits, stay focused.
Say you want to start reading a book, but you hate the monotony of reading the whole thing, okay? That makes sense.
Say you want to read a book, but...
Let's say you want to read a book, but you have trouble with reading.
Thing.
Yeah.
You don't really want to know.
You got to read the whole thing.
You want to get the
Here's what you do.
Quick.
Read half of it, focus on that, move on to the next one. That's what I do.
Half song, hopefully.
Yeah. 1 week I start all my books, and the next week I finish all of them. Works out great for me.
You want to throw up on my mouth, but you know how you do that? You start by reading one page. If you want to start writing, it's the same thing. You don't want to think about writing 30, 40, 50 pages, okay? Start with writing one page. If you want to work out, oh my.
Isn't that how most writers do it? When you read a book, don't you start with just reading one page?
Yes.
Is that telling us how to get to the end? Just start with one page.
Start with one page.
I was going to start by reading
he
three pages.
Yeah. He said that it made him want to throw up in his mouth.
Why do I not find that hard to believe?
The anticipation of having to go to the gym every day and working out and building a better body. I know that's horrible. Start with working out one day. Always remember, minor improvements over time will lead to big change.
I have to say that a while back we reviewed a video in which he said you need to work out 6 days a week.
He said 6 days a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said all in.
Yeah, you're all in or not.
I think Frankie's time management program is more like a half-ass motivation program that's making little to no sense. Besides that one time he told us to wake up earlier. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe that makes sense.
Is in your life. Tip number four, start looking at things diagnostically. Instead of focusing on the negatives, ask yourself this. What am I in control of? What can I do better? And how can I improve things? A problem-solving mindset will always get you through the roadblocks. Tip number
Who the fuck is this guy? He's like Carnegie himself. A problem-solving mindset. This reminds... Let's go back to the beginning of this commercial break episode. If you can even remember it, I can't.
I can't either.
When Brian was talking about
talking
our...
the treaty?
We were talking about our friend who was like, I can't remember all the things that I did.
Yes.
Hey, everybody, it's me from Instagram.
Right.
He's in the middle of singing a song. I can't recall all the times I'm gone live. Okay. Let's recall that. That's the same person who puts out all of these platitudes. But the platitudes aren't the normal platitudes. Like, I don't know, the longest journey starts with one step or, you know, there's no I in team, whatever. He makes up his own and they're horrible. They're like, just remember, it's me. And when if you have problems running the marathon and you fall down, someone's going to come along and bring you water. And that's how everything on this earth grows. Live to be better. It's the most horrible platitudes. I think Frankie has literally read one page of a bunch of motivational books and taken some hints, and now he's making a video about it.
Five, create a high volume network. So what this means is, it sounds cliche, but you know, you are who you hang with. And if you're hanging with negative people with just a horrible outlook on life in business.
Hey, I love my super negative friends. They make me feel better about myself. Well, I can't do anything right. I can. I'm not making any money.
He's hanging out with a bunch of negative
people. Yeah, if you're hanging out with a bunch of losers, you're bound to be a loser.
That's right.
I want to see who's Frankie's hanging out with. I'd love to be a fly on the wall for a dinner party with Frankie.
Oh, like a boys' night out?
Yeah, like a boys' night out or just like a... I don't know, like any event he attended with a social circle, I want to see how he would interact with the rest of his crowd. Oh, you know he is. All that oil on his hair is going to make him just slip through the room.
So just anything in general, what's that going to do? It's going to bring you down. You know, you need to separate yourself from those people, and you need to hang with positive people. Now, I'm not saying that you could just...
Are you positive? I'm hanging. You want to hang?
Hey, it's me, Brian. I know we've been friends for like 40 years, but I got to get rid of the old and bring in the new. So don't call me anymore. Remember that one time you said you were having an argument with your wife? It's really negative. It's bringing me down, man. I'm out. I'm going to hang out with more positive people.
Okay, Brian. Well, good luck finding them. Do you have a new group of friends you're hanging out with?
Not currently, but I'm just taking some advice of Frankie. But remember, to read a whole book, you got to start with one page. So I'm getting rid of you first. Sorry, Hudley. Can't be friends with you anymore. You're pretty negative in that last video we did.
How do you just get rid of a group of friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun and get positive people. But you got to network yourself. You got to do the right things to surround yourself with people with a positive
outlook. Networking.
Hey, Brian Green, nice to meet you. Everything's great. Isn't it a great day outside? What a great networking event. Will you be my friend? You seem like a positive and focused person. I need to be friends with you. Sir, did you buy a ticket to this event? Stop focusing on the negative.
All right.
The good news is I'm here.
Oh, no.
As I'm being dragged out by the security guards. Why are they so negative? Why does that guy want to come to an insurance seminar anyway? To find new positive friends.
Look, tip number six, it's read quality books. You can get a great ROI from reading books. That means return on investment.
Thanks.
Is that what it means, Frankie? Return on investment. From books? I don't know which line that goes in on the P&L. Hey, I know. Hey, boss. I know it's been 6 months since I've been here, and I haven't made any sales yet. But I'm reading a lot of books. They're going to ROI big time, bigly, bigly. Hey, Brian. I'd like to call you in for your quarterly review. This is the third quarter in a row you've made no sales. But are you counting my books that I've been reading?
Stop looking at the negative.
Stop looking at the negative. Start looking at how many books I've been starting. I've read one page of 12 books. They're going to ROI big time. That means return on investment. I don't think this is going to make that woman feel any better about how we're treating Frankie.
It's just
too good. Yeah, come on. You got to give us a break on this one, Sunshine. We're having so much fun.
You can get decades of knowledge just by reading a book for a few hours.
Decades. Books have been around for 10,000 years. But Frankie's going decades deep.
You get decades.
We've literally had books since the late 80s.
hours. The time, money, and the mistakes you'll save yourself are far worth the investment. So make reading a daily habit, and you'll get yearly returns. All right, we're winding down over here. So
Winding down.
Why do I have a feeling winding down is not in the same sentence as Frankie B ever?
Tip number 7, it's get into deep work. Let's just picture your life as currency.
No deep tissue. Deep work. I'm using my half-hard cock for some deep work right now. Deep work. I can't wait to hear what this explanation is.
How you spend that currency is your biggest investment. Knock off hours.
Okay, it just came to me. Chrissy, remember when Brian got a divorce and then he, for 5 years, he sat on a mountaintop with his Buddhist monk robe and his singing bowl?
Yes.
And told everybody he was holding space for
in
that?
In the white rainforest. Yeah. And
that's right. I think Frankie is going through a moment like this after his breakup, and he's reading a lot of self-help books.
Oh, yeah.
And this is why he's shooting us this video.
Focus on one thing. Remove all distractions. And guess what? You're going to be ahead of 90% of the people that are out there. So the 8th and final tip.
What was the tip?
Is that deep work?
That was deep work?
I don't
know. Focus again?
Deep work.
I think it's supposed to focus.
I thought we were talking about like some self-reflection or some inner work, or you're going to touch your tantra or get your vachakra or something like that. But he just said, more focus.
It's find your purpose. You know, if you don't have a purpose in life with a direct plan, it's very hard to live a fulfilled life because you're always just living in this bubble of things that you have to do, things you wanted to accomplish, things you never got done. And if you don't do the 8 things that I told you, that
you're literally going to have an unfulfilled life. I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom. I've been reading these 8 books one page at a time. And here's what
decades.
Here's what the intro said on each of these. What is he talking about?
Rut is going to continue and continue and continue. I know this is going to be hard, all right? It was hard for me at first. It's hard to stick to a plan. It's hard for change. Anything worth it in life is going to take change. So listen to these 8.
Anything worth it in life is going to take change.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who still takes change. I think there's a shortage on quarters and nickels. I'm just sharing that information with you.
Tips and start implementing them. You ain't got to do them all at one time because, again.
No, you ain't got to do that. What's that song? You ain't going to come around here no more.
If you are an overwhelmed person, this, again, could become overwhelming. So, again, start out.
I don't even know what you asked us to do. I remember point 3. If you're unfocused, get focused.
Yeah, and wake up early.
Yeah, wake up early.
Start out with tip 1, maybe tip 4, then incorporate tip 2. And then
you can literally bounce around my tips. They're interchangeable. Right. Start with deep work first, which I don't even know what it means, but it sounded good in the book I read.
Deep work.
Go to 7. Do yourself a favor. Save the video. Watch this video several times. You can't just pick up everything.
Yeah, why is it so loud? I mean, I've heard that question about us a few times too, so.
That's true.
But he is really yelling very loud. Yeah, it's like volume is
very
way up.
Forceful.
Very forceful. And he's telling you to save the video and watch it again like he's like Eckhart Tolle or something. Like, he just gave us some nugget of truth. Like, we're watching a speech from Obama. It's just like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's like the most generalized thing ever.
Very generalized.
Time and say, okay, I'm going to remember, you know, everything Frank said. That's not going to happen.
Hey, by the way, this video is 6 minutes long.
Everything he
I dumped
said.
In everything you need for a purposeful life. The name of this video is Time Management Tips for Those Over 50. I don't think he gave us one time management tip.
No, he did not. No.
Not one.
No.
Deep work. Be purposeful. Focus on this. Wake
books.
Up earlier. Read books. One page at a time.
Do yourself a favor. Watch the video several times. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for taking time out of your busy schedule in watching this video. If you did find...
It wasn't part of my... I got distracted and I watched your video.
The information useful or helpful, do me a favor, give the video a like, and don't forget to subscribe. And always remember one thing, guys in their 50s and 60s, we're not dead. We're just getting started.
Oh my Rocket. God. Rocket. Oh, man. I just love me a good Frankie B.
I just love
me a good Frankie B.
And I have to encourage people, really, please go to the YouTube channel so you can see Frankie B. Because it definitely makes a change.
It makes life so much better when you see Frankie B.
Because you just hearing him, I don't think even does it justice.
No.
It's seeing him and hearing
him. I've heard from a few people they actually don't want to see what Frankie looks like because they've made it up in their head. It's like back in the day when we used to have, you know, we didn't have streaming. We just had radio. Sometimes you didn't want to see your favorite disc jockey because you knew you had a picture of what they look like. Right. You didn't want it to end.
Maybe but I would encourage. I would really encourage people.
I'm sending this video straight to Disney, to Walt Disney Company's board of directors because I think... You know what we're going to do after Iger? Frankie B.
Frankie B.
Couldn't have been worse than Bob Chapek, honestly.
Well, Frankie sure knows how to time manage.
Yeah, he sure does. I didn't get one time management tip from that. I don't know if you did, but I didn't.
Wake up early?
That's not time management. That's just more misery for someone who's got three kids and a dog. It won't leave me alone. My kids were at the bed. I slept with my son last night, and they were both like, at 7:30 in the morning, they were both in my face, whispering, "Hey, Dad, 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 Dad." And I'm finally like, "Yes. Hi." Like, okay. A couple more minutes.
Oh.
I know, but you can't. It's so sweet.
It's so sweet.
Hey, and you're so sweet. Thanks for contacting us. Thanks to everyone who has been writing and calling and leaving voice messages. You can do it one of two ways. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, send us your questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We're taking it all. Got a situation? You need our advice? We give horrible advice, but you too can be a part of the show by writing in. tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button. You can also watch all the videos. You can listen to all the audio right there. Or you can dial us on our new TCB hotline, 855-TCB-8383. 855-TCB-8383, toll free from anywhere in the world. Text us, leave us a voicemail, not a spam text message line. We will get back to you, we promise. youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, as Chrissy suggested. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all we can do today.
I think so.
I love you.
I love you.
We love you out there in the podcast universe. Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say we must say
bye.